All right, I am sick of watching our president play games with the lives of Ukrainian citizens. I mean, I can't tell if I'm more disgusted by his lack of spine right now or impressed by the fact that the president of the United States is a genuine bumbling idiot. I mean, listen, Trump is currently publicly, on his Truth Social account, trying to beg dictator Vladimir Putin to stop bombing Ukraine after Trump has allowed Putin and given him an opening to bomb Ukraine and take more land and kill more civilians over the past 30 to 60 days. I mean, over the past 30 days or so, both sides have been under the guise of a quote-unquote ceasefire that was orchestrated by the United States, but only one side has been following the ceasefire. I can't tell you how many Russian trolls and MAGA bots I see in my comments saying, hey, both sides want peace or whatever. No. There has been a quote-unquote ceasefire for the past 30 days that Russia has repeatedly broken, as they did again last night. And throughout all of this, the president of the United States has only applied pressure on Zelensky while ceding any sort of leverage we have against Russia whatsoever. I mean, Marco Rubio, our genius Secretary of State, said publicly last week that we're very close to giving up on Ukraine, which signals to Putin that if Putin just waits it out a little bit, if Putin just chills out and waits, then the U.S. will withdraw, that Putin will get his territory, and that his whole tactic of grabbing territory and waiting out will be legitimized. But I digress. Let's jump into what happened over the past 24 hours. Obviously, it has me worked up. Overnight, a bunch more Ukrainian civilians got killed directly because of our idiot president. Before we dig into what happened overnight, let's reverse to yesterday morning, where Trump sent out a long, raging post about Zelensky that doesn't really have a point and that is full of misinformation. Before we break all of this down, make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts, because it's going to be an intense video. And let's just start with this post that Zelensky swiftly debunked after. So Trump claims Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is boasting on the front page of the Wall Street Journal that, quote, Ukraine will not legally recognize the occupation of Crimea. Trump then claims this statement is very harmful to peace negotiations with Russia and that Crimea was lost years ago under the auspices of President Barack Hussein Obama and is not even a point of discussion. That's a lie. Trump is claiming that Crimea was lost under Obama and there's nothing that he can do about it, but Zelensky himself decided to come out and debunk that by linking a declaration from Trump's presidency. Just listen to this. Zelensky, talking about a declaration from 2018, says, "Emotions have run high today, but it is good that five countries met to bring peace closer. Ukraine, the USA, the UK, France, in Germany. The sides expressed their views and respectfully received each other's positions. It's important that each side was not just a participant, but contributed meaningfully. The American side shared its vision. Ukraine and other Europeans presented their inputs, and then partners, in particular the USA, will act in line with strong decisions, and it's the Crimea Declaration." Who was the president on July 15th, 2018, can someone remind me, while Mike Pompeo was the Secretary of State? Obviously, it was Trump. And in this declaration, they say that Crimea is not Russian territory, that Crimea still belongs to Ukraine, and it's a massive violation of sovereign rights. So first of all, how far from grace the Trump admin has fallen in their second term? But secondly, Trump, you're wrong. You are just straight up lying and gaslighting when your own admin was the one that stuck up for Crimea in the first go around. Now, this brings us on to what happened last night. Let me remind you one more time. Let me reiterate. Trump is sending out these long-ass Truth Social posts just railing against Zelensky. And look at his post against Putin after Putin killed civilians overnight. This is his post against Putin. It's three or four sentences. I count three or four sentences in this post, and this is his post about Zelensky when Zelensky talks to the Wall Street Journal. Absolutely insane. So this brings us on to the middle of the night when we learn that Russia killed eight civilians in an overnight attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and it's one of the deadliest attacks since Russia's invasion more than 3 years ago. All of this comes off the back of our weak leadership. A Russian missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, has killed at least eight people and injured dozens in one of the deadliest strikes since Russia launched its full-scale invasion more than 3 years ago. So when this dude says that this never would have happened under his watch, the war never would have broken out, how does he explain this? The war is still actively breaking out and raging day by day. And when Trump said that he had a plan to take care of this on day one, his plan was to desperately tweet out at Vladimir Putin while ceding any leverage that he has whatsoever. Genuinely, his plan is to send out desperate tweets begging Vlad to stop. This says, loud blast sounded over the city overnight on Thursday after air raid sirens rang out, warning residents to head to shelters before the Russian missile attack. While Ukraine has been battered by Russian aerial attacks throughout the war, strikes on Kyiv, which has better air defense than other cities, are less common. Throughout the night, rescue workers were going through the rubble of destroyed buildings and tackling blazes in apartment blocks. Quote, Russia has launched a massive combined strike on Kyiv, Ukrainian State Emergency Service said on Telegram, adding that 8 people were killed, dozens more were wounded, at least 42 hospitalized, including 6 children. What the fuck? What the fuck, dude? Trump is such a piece of shit. This reads, obviously Putin is too, but this says, from Trump this morning, I am not happy with the Russian strikes on Kyiv. Not necessary and very bad timing. Vladimir, stop. 5,000 soldiers a week are dying. Let's get the peace deal done. Dude, not necessary? That's what happens when my friend makes an edgy joke and says he's gonna like kill himself or whatever. I'm like, dude, that's not necessary. We don't need to be talking like that. Not necessary is not when you say after a strike takes out a bunch of people because of your shitty, weak leadership. This says, U.S. President Donald Trump condemns Russia's attack. Who's reporting this? The BBC, come on. Trump did not condemn the attack. He said, I am not happy. I am not happy is what I say when my dog, like, shits on the ground. I'm like, I am not happy with you, Denver. Denver is my dog's name. That's not what I say when Putin does a strike and kills 8 people. The strikes, which killed at least 8 in Kyiv and injured 77 more, oh wow, the article I read earlier was not updated, were earlier branded difficult and impudent by Ukraine's President Zelensky. Speaking on a cut-short visit to South Africa, Zelensky said, more pressure must be put on Russia to achieve a ceasefire between the two countries. Trump is putting no pressure. Do you know how much leverage the U.S. has? And Trump seems to recognize that when it comes to other countries. He bullies South Korea as if we need to hold a gun to South Korea's head, metaphorically, to get them to visit the United States. But then when we have all of these tools to fight back against Russia, Trump is way too scared to use any of them. He's way too scared to even use tariffs, to use sanctions. He's too scared to even write one of his long, ranting Truth Social posts. Like, at the very least, if Putin would have killed 8 people, nothing could ever make that better. But if Trump would have written a post that was twice as long as this, calling Putin an absolute jackass, idiot, of course Trump would never do that. But then at least we're getting somewhere. But no, Trump instead says, I am not happy. And then he says it was not necessary and very bad timing. How dumb is this dude? How has he not understood thus far that one side is negotiating in good faith and one side is not? It really makes you wonder if maybe negotiating a real estate deal in 1982 is not exactly the same as brokering a peace deal with two nations that have a bunch of history, decades and hundreds of years of history. No, it's not the same. And now we're seeing Trump's idiocy exposed on the global stage as all of these 5 alarm fires pop up at once. We have the tariffs that have backfired. We have 2 peace deals falling through. I struggle to even call them peace deals. They're not. We have Signalgate Part 1. On top of that, Signalgate Part 2. We have Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia. All of these things popping up at once while Trump attacks law firms and universities. We'll continue to cover it all relentlessly. All that I ask from you is you drop a like, subscribe. We'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.